An article appeared on the Biblical Archaeology Society's website, and it has to do with Petra, that beautiful rock-carved buildings that are in Jordan. And many associate that with prophecies in the Bible. And one of the interesting things is, you can take a look at the picture here that I've posted, is they've done a study that seems to indicate that those buildings were constructed with the movements of the sun in mind, that there might have been astrological impact in that construction. Now, one of the things they found is an example during the winter solstice. And this article that's called Casting New Light on Petra says this: one of the most breathtaking examples occurs during the winter solstice. They associated this with the birth of their chief god, Dushara. And when that solstice would occur, as you can kind of tell by this photograph here of their main building, is that it illuminated the sacred altar within. And so they began to realize that maybe there was an association here. And also across the way, if you were to look from the other direction, you would see the setting sun in this type of a position. And supposedly this rock formation looks like the head of a lion, which would be one of their chief gods as well. Now, it's not a proven thing. It's a fascinating theory that is very interesting. And what it reminded me of, not just the facts of what may or may not have been, but it also reminded me of some of the things that God speaks against in the Bible. I was recently going through Ephesians. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, it says, "We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places." Now, why that reminded me of Petra was the fact their spiritual gods were supposedly in astrology, in the sun and the moon and the stars and all those things. And God repeatedly speaks against these types of gods that those people worshiped. Whether they were demon gods, they were gods of the astrology that governed human destiny. God says that's ridiculous. In fact, in Zephaniah, he tells us that eventually they will be totally cut off, those that worship these types of beings that are just non-existent. So I think that's just an important thing as more and more comes out, especially with some of the New Age movement and the way that people today worship so many things that just are not God. Be sure you're worshiping the one true God. Well, that's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.